call the meeting open, 10:16 a.m. Announcement of visitors, Neil, record of attendance. Myself, Councillor Sedir is online. Are you in a secure spot and can you tell us your address?
Oh yes, present. I'm in a secure location. My address is Unit 24, number 4, Oakland Street, Calgary.
Roger. Councillor Dwyer is present. Councillor Jill Dwyer is present. Councillor Andrew Tuck is present. Councillor Ian Band is an apology. Councillor Christy Tucker is present. Staff, Mr. Peter Bentley, Ms. Christy Van Cool and Ms. Eula Moran. Response to previous public questions taken on notice, Neil. Public question time, Neil. Proof leave of absence, Neil. Disclosures of interests,
Neil.
Neil, notice of items to be discussed behind closed doors, Neil. Confirmation receival of minutes, 9.1, confirmation of minutes. Officers' recommendation that the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 27th of February 2025 be confirmed as true and correct record. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sedir, seconder, Councillor Greg Dwyer, those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, 6-0. 10, petitions, deputations, presentations, Neil. Announcement by a presiding member without discussions, President's report, which is tabled. 12, reports of committees, Neil. Okay, 13.1, reports of officers, finance report. Officers' recommendation that the statement of financial activity for the period ending 28th of February 2025 attached be received. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Christy Tucker, a seconder. Councillor Jill Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. 13.1.2, list of monthly payments, February 2025. Officers' recommendation that the list of payments for the month of February 2025, totaling $973,544.38, being 1. Electronic funds transfer from EFT 9867 to EFT 9939. Payments from municipal funds totaling $799,838.32. Direct debit payments from municipal funds totaling $47,435.78. Payroll payments from municipal funds totaling $115,972.28. Credit card payments for the statement month of January 2024 from the municipal funds totaling $8,068.92. Fuel card payments from the municipal funds totaling $2,229.08 be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Greg Dwyer. A seconder. Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Okay, 13.2, administration reports. 13.2.1, review of policy 4.10, financial management, payments of accounts and purchasing authority limits. So the officer's recommendation that policy 4.10, financial management, payments of accounts and purchasing authority limits, be repealed, and the new policy 4.8, financial management, payments of accounts and purchasing authority limits, as follows. And you've read all that. So just go through CEO. No limit. Chief Financial Officer, limited to a maximum of $50,000 per purchase order invoice. Executive Officer and Finance Officer as the secondary signature. Manager of Works, limit of maximum of $25,000 per purchase order. And Community Development Manager, limit maximum of $3,000 per purchase order invoice. Be adopted. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer, a seconder. Councillor Christy Tucker, those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. Review of policy 5.3, staff employment requirements. Officer's recommendation that policy 5.3, staff pre-employment requirements, be repealed. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. A seconder? Seconder? Councillor Sudhir. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour? Carried. Review of policy 5.4, equal employment opportunity. The officer's recommendation that policy 5.4, equal employment opportunity, be updated to policy 5.2, equal employment opportunity. Updated policy 5.2, equal employment opportunity, as attached, be endorsed. Another mover? Councillor Greg Dwyer, a seconder. Councillor Christy Tucker, those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carry. Outback Way. Outback Highway Development Council. Well, we had a good read of that. So the officer's recommendation that the council agree to becoming a member of the Friends of Outback Way and provide an initial contribution of. Well, I'd just say we go to the 20, but Alice?
10.
Anyone else?
Any supports? 10.
One. So, everyone support 10,000?
Yep.
Righto, 10,000 it is. Okay. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder. Councillor Sadia. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour? Carried. Alright, 13.2.5, 2025 Wagga Aboriginal Engagement Forum and Aboriginal Elected Members Roundtable. The officer's recommendation that Councillor Andrew Tucker and Councillor Christy Lee Tucker be authorised to attend the 2025 Wagga Aboriginal Engagement Forum and the Aboriginal Elected Members Roundtable, and that the cost of registration, accommodation, meals and transport be charged to members' conference and members' travel and accommodation. Can I have a mover? Councillor Sadia. Should I declare?
Shouldn't be asking that question. We've actually asked the question as to whether or not they would like to attend. I think probably it'll be best that you do declare an interest. However, it's part of your training, etc., in relation to the council. But declare an interest and we'll deal with it.
So we'll just stay back.
No, you can't.
You can stay for this particular one, unless we're going to debate it at length. But
isn't it professional development?
Yes.
So I wouldn't see it as an interest.
Well, it is professional development, but there is a benefit in terms of there'll be travel and meals and what have you. So there is an indirect benefit. So.
All right. Seconder, Councillor Greg Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for. Those that wish to speak against. All those in favour? 4-0. Bit of networking for you. 14. Motions of which previous notice has been given. Nil. 15. New business of an urgent nature. Nil. 16. Behind closed doors, confidential reports, nil. The next meeting will be held on Thursday, the 24th of April, 2025 at, that's Easter.
To be advised. That will be at Menzies. I've already discussed that with John Lark and Ian Baird, and they were of the opinion that it wouldn't be the right time because it's the Thursday before Anzac Day. Anzac Day's on the Friday, our meeting will be on the Thursday. They've already said that would be the... They said May, September, anything else would be better than that.
Yeah. Okay. So, commencing at 1 p.m. 18, closure of meeting. I'll close the meeting at 10:30. Thank you all. And we're going to have a little briefing.